your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Mr. Farley, James Farley here on universal health care, the Affordable Health Care Act. I want to talk, James, about the subject of universal health care the single payer system. Please explain that to us, if you would.
Well, single payer would imply that the government, through a tax structure, is going to pay 100% of the cost. That's the short definition of it. And when I say 100% of the cost, that's for all health care. And generally, systems like Sweden that have a universal health care system, they're providing behavioral health, dental, all medical, hospital, ambulatory care through a single tax structure. That would be a universal health care system.
Now, why, let me rephrase that. Is there any substance to the complaint that, number one, if the government controls it, you're not going to really have health care? They're going to be able to dictate what you can have and what you can't have. Any substance to that statement at all?
I think it depends how it gets set up. There are other models. There are other countries that have health care systems that have a public and a private component. I'm going to keep using you as an example, where you have Medicare Advantage, and part of your care is covered through the tax that you've prepaid and that current employees and employers are paying into Medicare, and that's covering 80% of select components of your cost. The other 20% you are buying, you're paying for, and you pay for some components of your original part through co-payments and buying up services. And not everything is included. You have things that are excluded from your coverage.
Now, let me ask you this. If it's excluded from the... Give me some examples of some of the potential exclusions, because I think this is where there may be some misunderstandings. And then again, there may not be, man. I don't know. Talk about that if you would.
So, you know, I think one of the things that has been the most out of control in our healthcare system, at least in the past probably 5 years, has been on the pharmaceutical side, where the cost of manufacturing drugs has not changed. In fact, in theory, it's gone down, but the price of those same drugs has gone up in multiples. It's like if you're a diabetic and you need insulin, the price of insulin has gone up many, many times in the last 5 years. But if you're on Medicare, it is locked into a price. So, and that's because Medicare is able to drive a price cap on that particular drug. But to your question of, well, what's excluded? Well, if you have a cancer and you want to take a particular drug that is has been gone through a genomic screening so that it aligns with your gene and do gene therapy, that probably won't be included because it isn't in that category of contemporary evidence-based medicine. And so experimental drugs would be excluded. And that's because they're just prohibitively expensive and yet to be proven as a commonplace medicine.
How do you feel about that, James?
I think that if given the cost of our healthcare delivery system, it is about the only way to rationalize the care. And yet, if somebody wants to buy up, meaning they want to buy an umbrella or buy the equivalent of the Advantage side of an offering, that there's the ability to do that. It's a way of finding a middle ground that provides a base coverage of care and yet still allowing a mechanism through an insurance mechanism for people to buy up and get additional coverage for either additional benefits or services that are not included in a quote-unquote base plan.
Well, I think there'll be a lot of complaints about that, and there'll be a lot of very, very emotional emotional tirades on that particular issue, because, I mean, when you and then there, I think where comes the you know, the terminology death panels, and I personally, having been through what I've been through of late and what my wife has been through of late, I would say that I would have a bit of a problem if that were excluded. Now, am I being rational when I say that? I'm really not sure. It's a pretty emotional subject. So long story short, when somebody opines on the concept of single payer, it's not necessarily bad, but it think takes out a lot of the element of personal choice. Am I correct in saying that?
No, that's not true. Just like right now, you have an option under Medicare to seek a universal Medicare where you could go anywhere, or you can elect to select an Advantage plan that defines a more narrow network and may have a formulary of drugs or other things as mechanisms to help keep the cost down and help coordinate your care. But you have the choice. You are electing to go with Medicare Advantage as opposed to keeping just plain Medicare and going wherever you want. So I would be very reluctant to say no, it locks somebody in. It doesn't. You still have the freedom to go where you want.
Now, I want to say one thing to our listeners. I've known James for a long time, and the argument that James is presenting right now is based on his experience within his particular industry. And I have to say that it really isn't based on politics, because James is basically a conservative. Now, when I bring it up because the party, obviously, that is 1,000% behind single payer is typically the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party, I would have to say, perhaps, is not looking at it objectively. James, we only have about 20 seconds here. Am I correct in that assumption?
You know, Al, like you said, we've known each other for a long time. I'm a fiscal conservative. I think we have a cost and a price problem, and I'm only saying what I am because I think we have to come up with an economic solution to it, and it's a viable way, I think, long-term to get us out of a bad situation as a country.
Okay, there you have it. I'm going to be right back. Stick around after the top of the hour news break. I think you're going to find the next half hour to be incredibly fascinating. James Farley, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.